Thank you all for joining the UA Technology Working Group call on 19th of August 2019. We have Ajay Data, Desalin, Write Me, Satish, Dimitri, Ziad, and Sarmad on the call at this time. Over to Dr. Data to get the meeting started. Thank you.
Hello, Sarmad. I'm going to take 5 minutes to get onto my screen. I'm on a phone, can't see the screen. Can you get going and I will just take up in between? Thank you.
Certainly. So I'll just start by maybe recapping our action items from last time. Let's see. Let me open that. All right, so last time we had a brief discussion on the charter. There was some feedback given. It was generally incorporated, and I think the working group's members agreed to finalize the charter based on the feedback. There was also some discussion on accessing the operational records. Since then, we've developed a community wiki platform, which has recordings and meeting notes and all working documents available on the wiki. This was circulated. I'll share that link very briefly in the chat right now as well. There was also homework for all of us as members to go and review existing technical documents at usg.tech website to understand what is already there vis-a-vis UA readiness definition. I hope you all had some time to go and take a look. I guess it was suggested that we start a shared document to collectively, based on that reading, start defining how to address UA readiness. Actually, the UA measurement group has already started a document. It is available through the UA measurement wiki page as well, working group wiki page as well. So we can either go take a look at that, or we can see if we want to start something which is more specific for just us. And based on that, we can move forward. So this is just a recap from what we did last time. We probably then want to start from here. Thank you. There is a comment in the chat room. Ritmi, can you speak if you'd like to come in and just share your comment? Otherwise, I can read that out as well. I think they're saying they can't speak, so let me give all of you a minute to read the comment, and then I have Satish in the queue. So I think it's just for information that there's some work around IDNs which is going on at LACRALO. Thank you for sharing that information, Satish.
Thanks, Sarmad. I have a comment and also another comment on the question raised by Ritmi. My comment was relating to the definition of readiness, UA readiness, that we were supposed to work jointly with the other working groups. So is there some document on that? And is there a process where all the four working groups will be working together? I'm unable to recollect exactly what we had decided on that. And in regard to the comment here from Lacralo, it says that these indigenous languages are not codified. So I don't know what codified means in this context. Is it that they are not recognized in Unicode, in which case we cannot do anything? I'd like to ask Raidme to please tell us what is meant by codified. Thank you. Sarmad, if you're speaking, you're probably muted.
No, I was actually not speaking. I was I'm just sharing the links here. So this is the link to the Technology Working Group Wiki. In addition to that, let me also share the wiki page for the Measurement Working Group, which actually leads to I guess an initial response to your question, Satish. So if you go to the Measurement Working Group wiki page, what you'll see is basically a scope document which the Measurement Working Group has started to define. It's a working document, so the link is at the top of the Measurement Working Group. And this is sort of in tune with what we were discussing last time as well, where we're saying that the rows actually focus on different kinds of applications we want to work on, and the columns in a way are aligned with the five verbs, so to speak, the accept, validate, process, store, and display. Expectations, I guess, from applications vis-a-vis domain names and email addresses. Is it, can you all access that link? Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I've opened the page, and this is pretty much in line with, I think, what we had also discussed last time regarding a grid with the five verbs as columns and the
Right.
software as rows. Yeah. So thanks for
So
this.
this can actually be like so I guess what we were sharing last time was that we said that UA Measurement Group may actually be the owner of this document, but the EAI and Technology Working Groups will in a way contribute their respective portions from into this grid. So this, even though these, I guess everybody's meeting separately, there is this central document, and I guess if you all agree, we can all work on this document, which is something which, as I said, is being managed by the Measurement Working Group. But there is no reason why, for example, Technology Working Group cannot start directly contributing to this document for Measurement Working Group to consider. So this document platform, as we discussed last time, provides us a venue to do this cross working group collaboration, I guess, even though we may not actually have direct calls with each other. So let me stop here and see whether this would be a reasonable starting point. Thank you.
This is Satish again. I think that's a perfectly good place to start. rather than recreating or creating another document only for us. I think this is good that they have started, and we can perhaps contribute to this. And I think it's an open document. All of us can go and, you know, post our comments, I think. So I think this is good enough to start.
Okay, good. Great. Thank you. So I posted a direct link there as well, in case you want to keep a record of it. The easiest way to do it is to just go to Meyerment Working Group wiki page, and I'll actually add a link to this from our Technology Working Group wiki page as well. Then maybe let's start working around this document and see how we can perhaps expand on this. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you. I am Ajay Data here for the record. So, Satish, the objective is, I think you have also clearly understood, and so has everybody probably, since we are not having questions here. Let me share you a little bit what I am doing on technology so that it can give you a little bit idea. So I am working very closely. Sarma, that is also new for you, so you may see it completely new from my side. I am working with a large data center here in Rajasthan to ensure that they are able to do complete end-to-end to host an ID and domain name through the cPanel, manage their website through WMHS, then provide an EAI address to the person who has hosted the ID and domain name. Manage the DNS through the control panel for the IDN. So this entire life cycle of managing a domain name, hosting a website, and hosting an email address, and then ensuring that entire billing, customer care, everything is completely not failing. This I am working on. This will be an excellent case study even for universal acceptance to see that how this has done. So they have agreed. That's the reason I have started supporting them technically and on as a volunteer basis to guide them and tell them then how a data center or a hosting company can be fully UA ready. That's what I have taken on myself, and ensuring that this becomes a full example for the global hosting companies, for anybody who is hosting a domain name, how does he become a UA ready? This case study I am working on. So all the gaps will be listed. All the actions which have been taken are being documented. And there has been already some success in ensuring that cPanel is UA ready. This has already been kind of achieved, and moving to the next step. So with this, I guess this is the kind of gap understanding has been done. And then the technological solutions have been provided, whatever the possibilities are. And I guess this group, which is there online right now, and I am sure that a lot more people are going to join, because this is where the solution lies. This is where we are going to find out what are the gaps and how do we fill them. How do we see that these gaps are fulfilled and person is becoming UA ready if the simple steps are being followed, which have been decided, which have been monitored, which has been documented by this group. So we need to collaborate basically to develop the technical scope with this group. And also see how do we test them. So once a data center or somebody says that I am UA ready, then what are the minimum things which are required? This is just one example I wanted to bring to your knowledge, to all of you, that this is something which is one case study which we are trying to do. And this is one example kind of thing which will be required in many, many numbers from this group. Sarmad, if you want to add anything here or some questions, I am free to talk. Thank you.
Nothing from me at this time. Anybody have any comments, questions? Satish, is that an old hand or you'd like to come in?
That is a new hand, actually. So thanks, Ajay, for the news of this kind of pilot of making a new brand new website UA ready. I think it's quite interesting, and as you say, it would be an example for the rest of us to follow. I have two questions or comments. You did mention documenting the entire process. So I think this is extremely important that we document every little bit so that it can be followed by the other people also. And if there is any documentation available, it'll be good for us to, as a group, to look at that and maybe suggest any changes. That's one. Secondly, if there are some code changes, like cPanel requires some customization to get this done, then I was wondering if that code is also shared or is it proprietary. It would be good to know how the code can also kind of be shared to other people who might want to do similar stuff. Thank you.
So right now, thank you for a very relevant question, Satish. My idea was to let us see that are they able to do it. I think they should be happy to, if I persuade them for sharing. Maybe we require some funding to be done at some stage. I am asking them to do it first and show us the result, because we have some budgets to do, make things for open source. And so right now I am not talking about them with commercially. I'm just asking them to be ready and see that can we achieve what we are trying to achieve.
Right. Thanks for that. So it's a demonstration piece. I think there is still a lot of value in that. Thanks.
So the idea, Satish, was that let us create some leaders globally who are willing to take on that IDN as an opportunity, and UA ready, becoming a UA ready is not like going to having a spaceship or going to the moon. It's very simple. And that's the message which we need to bring it loud and clear, so that people do not just shy away from technicalities. It should be very simple to do. And that's what we are going to have a step-to-step guide with cPanel, with other tools which are on the way. And I think I am targeting September 30th or maybe the first week or second week of October, so that this entire process is UA ready. I'm telling you this, what I'm trying is has never been done before. So if you have an idea, Satish, of your own, you can bring it to them. They should be able to host it. You should be able to manage that idea by searching and everything else and get your email address on that. Whatever you can do for a ASCII domain, you should be able to do it for your idea domain. That's the target. So the last team has been deployed 2 months before. I've been working already 2.5 or 3 months for that. And I guess another 2 months, 1.5 months, we should be, I should be in position to get some good news from them.
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah. So the key, another thing, Sarmad, is to let this group be at its own, and we find the recommendation for having a leader here who can volunteer more time, commit, understand technology, and take on the regular calls and show the progress and become part of the coordination group. And we would expect also to have fortnightly calls as an update to the leadership, and a coordination call, which we are trying to do monthly calls also is possible, where we get the update from you and collaborate with other working groups on a regular basis. With this, Sarmad, do you want to add anything, and how do we, what is your suggestion to move forward?
So in that context, I guess, I think the charter of the working group is reasonably clear. Many of you have actually seen it. We've discussed it at a couple of meetings as well. So I think the scope, is, I wouldn't say completely worked out. I think that would be work in progress. But I think there's a general understanding of what we intend to do. And where this work lies in the context of the larger scheme of things within USG work, where we have a separate focus on AI, a separate focus on technology, a separate focus on in a way, mirroring technology. So you know, this particular working group is focused on making sure that applications at various levels are actually UA ready, finding out the gaps, reaching out to those application providers, somehow prioritizing that work, and then also not only working with the people who are developing programming languages and standards, but also people who are using these programming languages to make sure that they're trained and aware and using or developing web pages or applications, and user applications which are compliant in a way. So that's sort of the, I think, bigger picture on what we want to address. As you said, going forward, this group, the intention is that the group starts self, I guess, in a way, organizing and moving forward. Of course, the work will be done. But initially, I think for everybody's knowledge, the UAC leadership team had said that they will get the working group started. Dr. Ajay Data has been coordinating these calls. But the eventual idea has been that the group should come up with their own, coordination mechanism, leadership mechanism, and move forward, more independently through a collective, collective discussions. And I think that's where Dr. Data is leading to as well, if I understand collective correctly. That I think one order of business which we do need to address is who's eventually going to be able to volunteer their effort, and it does require quite a bit of time and effort to help lead the work for this particular group. This would be a good time to discuss that. We do encourage it to be done through a consensus of the group. We're open to suggestions. Is that something we want to take up now? I guess it's up to the group to decide. So back to all of you and Dr. Data. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you, Samad, for telling it out very clearly. And though charter allows us to appoint a chair and get going, but this, as leadership, we have decided that we will seek the voluntary position from the group and see that we have a consensus on that and move further in the direction. So first of all, let me ask any questions anybody has. Then we move to the next step. No? So any volunteers to run this group?
This is Satish.
Yes, Satish. Maybe, please go ahead.
Maybe I can volunteer to be one of the people in the leadership team of this group.
Thank you, Satish, for volunteering it. Anybody else would like to join Satish? I think we will need one more person to work with Satish, or anybody would like to contest for putting more warranting position. If we have no, then Satish.
We have Desalin who's raised his hand. So
yeah, maybe. Yes, Desalin, please go ahead. Okay, this is Desalin speaking for the record, so I can volunteer as well.
Great, perfect. So this is great. So we have two people who could work together. And I guess this is fair enough to move in that direction. And I hope nobody has an objection on these positions. Just asking for the record, anybody who would like to be negative, say yes or no. Otherwise, we take it as a consent and move in that direction.
If it's easily possible for those of you who are online, there's a yes and a no box or a green in the chat. If you can maybe click on that very quickly, we can record that.
Yeah, this yes and no is the same place where you raise your hand. Just for the knowledge.
So basically we are saying that we have two, we have Satish and Desalan who are volunteering to lead the group. And if you generally agree, you can raise your, I see raise hands from Desalan, Mark and Ziad. Anybody, does anybody have any, and then yes from Yusuf, Nitin. In any case, so, and yes from Ahmed. Any, so do we have a general consensus so that we can move forward? So we have a comment from Mark on whether we they may not be actually people on here on the there are people here there may actually be more people on the list, so I guess the idea is we can certainly take to the list and get more input, but at least for those people who are here, we can develop a general consensus and note that and then take it to the list and finalize. Would that work? So, I don't see any comments. They're generally okay with Ziad and Dimitri in the chat room as well. Yusuf suggests that it's okay, it's a good idea to take this to the email list following, I guess, this discussion. So we'll obviously minute this and then take it to the email list and get any responses on from the EI mailing list as well.
Perfect. So, Ajidata for the record. So, I think we have the names and let us take them to the list and see if people have to say something on that or they would like to also volunteer in those positions. Let's see and participate. However, let's get our calls going on a regular basis. So, when do we decide the next call? The date is already pre-scheduled after 15 days?
Yes. The,
or do
the
we regular have calls are, time this time?
Currently, the regular calls are scheduled at this time every 2 weeks. And then I guess we now, you know, based on once we finalize how we're moving forward, then we can see if we need to do a doodle poll based on feedback from the group.
So if the people who are here, do you mind we schedule a call a week's time from now? And by the time we take the poll, take this agenda to the mailing list today itself and let the group going at your own once we have the leadership placed in week's time. Does it sound good? Is it possible for you to attend that call after a week's time? Or do you prefer 15 days later? I'm fine either way. I just wanted to push it fast so that the group gets going into the action. I see yes, three yes. Anybody know? Anybody has a problem? Then we can...
I think that maybe from the previous questions. So Ahmed is suggesting that we should stick to bi-weekly.
Okay. So,
Desalan, is that recall, a
new I was just saying that we decide the leadership positions in a week's time, and then we move further. So I think Ahmed is saying that let's do it fortnightly. Okay. Okay, let us do 15 days later. Okay, let's leave it. Great. In the meantime, Sarmad, we will send the email and we'll get the responses.
Sure, we'll do that.
Yeah. Any other point to discuss today?
This is Satish. Can I speak?
Yeah. Yes, Satish, please go ahead.
So if you're taking the leadership thing to the larger group, it may make sense to, you know, give a couple of lines about the two people who have volunteered, because otherwise the list may not know these people, you know. So I was just wondering if it's a, how will the names be introduced to the group? Just as names or just as group members, or should there be any further information? I mean, this is something that Ajay can decide, Ajay and Sarmad can decide and let us know. And then there was a question raised in the chat about translation into Spanish. I think the Lacralo region has serious communication difficulties. And in the at large, there is a, you know, simultaneous interpretation facilities and also translation budgets. So it would be good if we can keep apart some money for translation of the key documents into Spanish, so that the Latin region can be kind of integrated into the efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Satish. If I can request Desalan and Satish to share the link of your profiles, if it is available online somewhere, so we can link it to the names which we send it to the mailing list.
Sure. So if you can share that information with me offline, I'll include that in the email I send out.
Right. I'll do that. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Desalan, also, please, you do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sarmad, any other agenda?
With regard to the translation, I guess Raitme is suggesting to volunteer for translation. I think that would be excellent. Thank you. We do have a possibility of translating key documents into other languages. We do have some limited translation budget within USG. We can, you know, certainly whatever the community eventually identifies as the key documents, we can take those up and translate them. I guess for the LAC region as well. So as we move forward and start either generating these documents, or if you want to take a look at the existing ones and see if you have any specific ones which you think are key and important, please feel free to identify that, and then we can certainly look into translating them into Spanish. Thank you. And
great,
that's
thank you.
All, I guess, in that context. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. So, if there is no other agenda item, then do we wait for your email and for the next call, or do we want to discuss something today related to technology?
I think my suggestion, Satish here again, my suggestion would be to discuss once the further details can be discussed once the leadership thing is resolved and we have a clear path ahead.
Yeah. Great. Perfect. So thank you very much for the comment before we disconnect, let me open the floor again for any last questions. Then we adjourn the call for the next call. Thank you, Ahmed. Thank you very much. Let's wait for the mail by Sarmad to the list and wait for the comments. And let us wait for the next call and we move further in the direction. Hopefully, I need to leave this last time to the next 15 days later. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining the call and looking forward for your comments and joining the call after 2 weeks' time. Thank you very much. The call is adjourned.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.